Party!
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm your host, Andrea, at the Cute Bird, right here with me. So, I hear you guys have been out on the town and doing all kinds of stuff. Robbie, you know, I saw you playing at the Whiskey the other night. Oh, man, you did good.
I went and hung out at, I'm right here. So I went to see Glenn Matlock's band, and Glenn Matlock and the Maestros down at the Troubadour. And it was fantastic because not only does he play those Sex Pistols songs that he wrote, but he's got some catchy little tunes on his new record, Consequences. And Clem Burke from Blondie's in his band. Steve Peshback from the International Swingers, Gilby Clark from Guns N' Roses. It's a good little unit. Nothing like good old-fashioned punk rock. The place was filled with old faces, that old heads from the first generation of punk. Yeah. Good gig, good sounds, yeah. We liked it.
Right.
Everybody liked it. And then it's just been kind of, you know, I'm looking forward to Motorcycle Boy, which is coming up at the Viper Room, actually. They told us the Viper Room was closing, but even I played there recently. Yeah,
okay,
well, you know.
Oh,
right, that's ready. Ha ha, rock and roll.
Hello?
Yes.
No, go ahead.
I'm right here.
I didn't mean to. Okay. All right.
That's a rocking little tune. You're listening to Party or Go Home. You're listening to Party or Go Home on the Mystic Radio Network.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay.
Are you on the air?
Yeah, I'm. Yeah, well, we are. You've been on. Have you been talking to people, telling them what we're doing?
Yeah, I've been in and out.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
but I can't hear the music.
Yeah, I can't either. Anyway, I hit the buttons. Kenny's gonna call in. I'm tied into the soundboard, and then. It rang him, so I gave him the number to call him, and I had to call back because it was on hold. It's crazy, but it's for my office. You know, it puts one person on hold. I can hold up to, like, I don't know, probably 20 different calls. I'll be calling him from all over the world, you know, and connect to the same conversation. So, you know, I played Hoo-Hoo-Hoo by Crankshaft, one of Dave Anger's songs. Should I play it again?
Dave Anger, yeah. We love it. Pretty sure she broke up with him after he played this song for her. I think she might have broken up with him after this song. We'll have to
I think
ask
he
him
said
this time
he
on
wrote
the
that song. I asked one time and he said he wrote that song for his ex. So you called right. One of his exes used to be quite the lame man. Right.
So who's calling in today?
I don't know.
Why?
know what? You want to know something? This cop wrote me a ticket the other day. This cop wrote me a ticket the other day, and when I was looking at it, her time stamp was before. So I don't get it. Anyway, no more. Frontman for the band here at Drake, and he played in the major league baseball. He had an 11-year run, and he's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah, he's pretty neat. He was in my band for Billy Fruit back in the 80s, and he's still out there kicking it. Gotta love Dave Anger.
And we got to give a shout-out to our boys in the United Kingdom on Andrew. He is a loyal fan listening to us right now. Andy, he's driving truck from there all over Europe. And
go! Fall out.
I know Kenny Kennel just called in.
What's
hey,
up, dog?
Kenny.
Happy Saturday.
Kenny's here to give Kenny some love.
Candy, two of my favorite people in the frickin' world. What's up, you legends?
Hey, how you doing?
Not doing all right. I'm doing all right. You know, just having a Saturday. Got band practice later. And then who knows what's next.
What are you working on right now? When's your next show? Tell us all the latest.
I can do that. Tequila, I've been for the last 2 years working on a project I call Future Noise Crime. And we're based out of San Francisco with some Bay Area scene veterans and my son and a couple of other, like, cool people that are involved in the project, like Marcel down in L.A. does our art. Just really cool stuff going on. Finally, today, I uploaded 2 masters of our release, and I sent 3 off to Candy, part of a 9-song record we're going to have done hopefully super soon. And then the only show we have booked right now is tentative. It's like a 91% chance maybe. We're doing the DPW reunion at Vince's house in end of March.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, we played 4 shows last year. We spent a while on this project. We did it ourselves, recorded it with some legendary help from our witnesses legend, Dave Dick, who's done my engineering for a number of years on different projects, but he also played guitar on the release. So it's just a pretty – it's different, but it's familiar. You know, it's our punk, you know, but it's also new punk. So hopefully new kids or other people like it too.
Yeah, I totally know educating the youth of the future is what we got to do.
9 times out of 10, the people I end up talking to at shows are either grizzled, gray-haired people like us or the younger folks, because you can see them so enthused to see some of these, you know, whether they're new bands or old bands. Just, I like seeing the kids out there. It reminds me of being a kid out there. I'm still a kid out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
What have you been doing,
Tequila?
What have you been doing?
I had the Punk Museum at Rubicon Records this time last year, and then after that I had it at my pop-ups, which were only supposed to last a day, usually last 6 months. So
excellent.
I just did a pop-up at a place called Moda, which is on Larchmont and Melrose. So I just finished that one, and then next I'm going to put some Punk Museum pop-ups in, like, a store called Lux DeVille on March 16th.
Cool.
And I'm talking
in
to
Beverly
a woman
Hills.
In Pasadena. Yeah, the place in Beverly Hills is fine art, like punk rock, older directors, and, you know, that's where I would do, like, you know, Gary Leonard or the usual suspects, you know.
Right on. What's going on with your playing and your bookings? Are you still doing stuff?
Yeah, I'm still booking the Redwood right now.
Redwood.
Well, if we come down on the 23rd of March, I don't know what you got open around the 23rd, but if you got a room for us in any one of your bills around there, let me know, because I'm trying to get down there for that Vince party, the DPW thing.
Well, if you send me your info, and I'll send it on to the Redwood,
is this still Bob is booking over there?
Out. Pardon?
Is Bob still doing the booking over there?
No, Eddie Lopez.
Okay, I don't know that I know Eddie, but yeah, well, I just uploaded I sent the link to Candy to our Bandcamp page, so I will do some. You know, I like the nepotism angle. Like, oh, Tequila can get me.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no problem.
If there's a date, you know, that's open, and I know it's kind of late in the game for end of March, but we could find some cool local bands to play too. So,
okay, well, let me know through Candy, and I'll get on it.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk to you.
Yes, I'm looking forward
Stay
to hearing what you
crew.
Said about
you know,
this
I still
record.
Want that picture. You took a picture of us, me and you, in your car when I was out in front of your house, and we went out for breakfast, And I've asked you for that picture like 400 times, not really, but like 2 or 3 times. Do you have that picture and can you send it to me? Because it was a good picture. We had good smiles on. I think you had bright yellow hair.
That was for El Duce. She's always got something cool on her head.
You're going to have to go into archives for that one, Tequila.
Oh, you know what? I can't even do that. My archives got taken by public storage.
Oh,
that Facebook
no.
shit, yeah.
Well, it was a digital. It was a digital archive, so maybe you got it online somewhere, and I just haven't
maybe,
seen it.
Maybe, if it's any time in the last 10 years, you can look at the LA Punk Museum page, and
I'll
then
do
now
that.
I'm on Tequila Mockingbird's Punk Museum.
Okay,
it's
well, I'm pretty
Tequila
sure whatever you send me, I'm not on the Facebook that much, but I do go on there for the music stuff still, so I will check it out.
Yeah, look at my page.
He's
and, you
busy
know,
writing songs.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a group.
Sorry, I hit the trigger.
Sorry.
I'm cook on the trigger like
he's
the horse
trigger. He's got the trigger finger.
That's great. You know,
that's right. I do.
I was just going to start talking about the rest of the band and who the member and who we, you know, because you remember, Candy, this was originally my old songs. I just wanted to get them off the deck, you know, that I hadn't recorded. We ended
right.
up writing so many. We ended up writing.
Sorry.
That was about half and half.
That was an accident.
You're still a little punk rock cunt, you know.
Who ain't? Dang, if you still claim punk rock, you better be.
You know what? I got trigger fingers.
Better be.
Play it, Kenny.
Better be.
Songwriter for that song that we just listened to from his old band Red Pills.
Blast in the past.
Where are you? I know where
that's
I was.
A, Tony Adolescent said, "Where were you?" That's a reference to an Adolescent song. There's a couple little references, Joey Shithead and some old timers in that song. But that's a fun song because it just reminded me of you know Alma from Harry Carey wanted me to write a song for her. And that's the song I came up with, so I don't know if she's ever done anything with it. I wanted her to sing on it with
me.
I remember her. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That
was awesome.
Good.
I haven't talked to her in a little bit. But that was years ago, like when I wrote that song with Red Pills. And that's a fun song, and I like I said, it was kind of a nice little blast to the past. I hadn't listened to that song in a while.
I love it. Maybe
right now, well,
you're going to
like the new stuff.
I know where you were.
You're going to like the new stuff, you guys,
yeah.
And, you know, it's half my songs and half songs we wrote. We just, the whole project has been this vortex of creativity, and we've got so many new songs. We're going to record again. Once this record is out, you know, we're going to get vinyl and go on and do some shows. And I'm just excited about this project. The other folks in the band, Chad, playing Neurosis, Jack Hill Jill, Rednick was in Tender and in a band with me in the 90s called Backhand. My son, Sebastian, played bass on three songs on the recording. So it's just been a he wrote one. Nick's son wrote a song. It's just like a group effort, and it's been just fun. Fun, fun, fun.
Very good.
Wasn't it great playing with your own kids?
100 aside.
That was, Tequila, that was something, you know, again, you know, we've jammed out before, but to have him come up and record with us, and he's actually coming up in February again, because he's, I consider, you know, us a collective. You know, there's a lot of us. Right now, we're basically a three-piece when we play live. But we have a new drummer. You guys probably know Jason Mraz from Hot Rod Shopping Cart. He's amazing, really amazing dude. I just met him at the, what show was that I met him at? And then a month later, he's in the band. It was great. But he's an old drummer from Hot Rod Shopping Cart, and I can't remember the other band. Anyway, so we're now a four-piece, and I don't have to play drums anymore.
You get to be the rock star.
Well, you know, I don't really have that much of that, but it's funny because for the first show since, like, the 80s, we did a show late December at our studio, like a band showcase, and I'm still learning half the songs on guitar because I'm going to be playing more rhythm guitar, but I don't know them all, and so I ended up singing as, like, a front person for the first time in a really long time. It was so much fun.
It
just
is.
Not having to be tethered, yeah. Just not having to be tethered to that instrument, feeling whatever raw, you know, the lyrics. Our lyrics are fun. They're all over the place. They're, you know, political, socio-political. Hopefully they pass through the mystic censor machine and are all approved for go ahead. But we will make sure and submit those to you promptly so that we can have that review done sooner than later.
Well, if it weren't for Tuesday getting the mentors getting Chipper Gore all pissed off, we wouldn't have works.
I understand.
See how it is. I don't want to listen to that FU stuff.
Well, that's just it. Like a lot. Of another red pill
again.
Song. Another red pill song. You're killing me. I love it.
Chucking out. Chucking out. Post USA. We had a fun vacation. We got new bills to pay, bills to pay, bills to pay. When years went by, couldn't decide. Took a little ride and a roll like lightning. Weather was fine, I had a fucking good time. Really went fast, smoking all night lightning. Just a little bit longer, longer. Just a little bit. not so short.
Dang.
I just,
that's a cover song, you know. That's a cover song by the great band Spirit, Los Angeles.
It's only been up for 5 or 6 years, and I never bought a mechanical license for it. You guys tell me things. I don't know where to go.
That shows you how popular. That shows you how popular that band was. can't even get a copyright strike or anything.
We're back.
We're back.
On his nose or something.
You are breaking up a little bit, ladies. I can't quite hear you. There you go.
Okay, I have to stay in one spot because I'm on my cell phone.
Stay in one spot.
Yeah, it goes crazy.
Be your own cell tower.
I'm a cell phone tower.
You can't say be still to a woman, Tequila, like that.
She's like all over the place.
Yeah. Tequila, did you get to see X last month?
No, I haven't been going to see it. You know, the thing is, I kind of don't like to go into crowds that much anymore because it's gotten to the point now. I've seen X so many times.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not that I'm an old fart. It's that I've seen them at their peak.
They were so good in that. They were so good. I mean, that's the thing. You know, we're all going to keel over and die at some point. So whenever I see one of those bands, I got to go see them. I snuck down for one day.
We're all on the guest list for what you had to say, but it's like, see, are you living in L.A.?
No, I'm half-time in San Francisco, half-time in Siskiyou County.
They play every couple months here. I went and supported John recently because he just made a movie, and I've hung out with Christine at art shows.
Well,
so
I just got to see
different, you know.
One of the treats for me
dynamic,
is like
dynamic. You know, I mean, I've seen those songs. I know those songs by heart.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But like now it's like those are they've always. You know, I used to put X on New Wave Theater in 1980.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know, one of the funny things is I ended up at your bar where you and Dave, right next door to the Roxy, the Rainbow, which I didn't really go to back in the day. But the last couple times I went there to the Roxy, I ended up hanging out at the bar, and I like it there. It's a nice bar.
I like hanging out there. I put out a magazine with I don't put it out, but we have a magazine called Lost Anarchy that's still super punk rock that comes out of there.
I know that fanzine. That's great.
My band that came here from Sweden and toured got a gig at the Roxy, and he didn't ask me. He got it on his own.
Well, that's still a pretty good room. I like hearing bands in there.
Well, it's more for us. It's more the Whiskey or the Viper Room. Viper Room's doing a Motorcycle Boy next week.
Good stuff.
I remember them.
What is Motorcycle Boy?
They were like a glammy band in like the mid to late 80s, right? 90s.
90s, 80s,
yeah.
late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, they
Francois
played in San Francisco a lot. Francois.
Borderline, like, I mean, if Elvis was, he would be like a French Elvis.
No, I remember seeing them because they played a lot in San Francisco back then, the Kennel Club and other places in San Francisco.
Oh, cool.
Nightbreak. Right on. Well, look, ladies, I have to tap out. I have to tap out on the show. I love you guys. I'm so not a face for TV, so radio's perfect for me. And tell everybody what's going on with this record, because all I know right now is I just uploaded 2 songs to our Bandcamp page. So you can find us at futurenoisetribe.bandcamp.com.
That's right. Katie. All right, so anytime, any place. Hey, thank you for coming on, Kenny.
That was fun. I can't believe you're playing all these great songs.
Right.
I'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Thanks,
nominated for a Grammy. That's our first punk all-girl band Grammy being
wow.
tossed out to our girls in Frightwig. So congratulations, ladies. They also mentioned Flipper, which of course we all know is Flipper. So that's great that the Grammys are now acknowledging punk rock as a viable form of musical expression.
Yes, they have.
Yes, indeed.
To participate in the last 2 years. Yeah, this is the second year coming up. In October is when they have the final awards for the Grammys to give out in October. Somebody's calling me. Oh, okay. So anyway, Yeah, this was the first year. Last year was the first year that we've been asked to participate in the Grammys, and I was all excited about that, you know, because the program that you guys are on is held by Sony Entertainment, you know. They're a big corporation, and they really get the music out there, you know. I mean, look at all the hits you got on your for just a couple days, like, a couple thousand hits, you know.
For what?
You know, songs.
I sent you a bunch of Zeppelin today. I thought that you would enjoy a bunch of Zeppelin today, so I sent you a bunch. It's only punk rock if the punk rocker sings it, so that I say it's punk rock. So anyway, I'm stealing the blues back from Zeppelin, so it's okay.
Right. Well, you know, obviously a bunch of people liked it as well, because I put the live video up from was that Cavern? I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shy officer after stabbing attack in high desert.
Right on.
Carjacking suspects fatally shot by a police. Your sentence to take a person in Chico for the murder in his campaign. Right now, to break into a local health center. Yeah, he wanted to steal all the drugs. The anniversary of us with liberal classroom. Okay. Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for liberating the Jewish people from those Nazi dictators, man. They just thought they could exterminate everything. You know, people have created genocide for generations, you know?
$83.3 million for letting that guy, well, not letting that guy fuck her. Like, imagine if she had just fucked him, it would have been, like, not worth that much money. But the fact that she didn't want to fuck him. You know what I'm talking about, right?
What did I miss?
You don't know what I'm talking about. The court
the
case
girl
against
that Trump just got... I don't
yeah.
talk politics.
He said
right
no,
now.
And he said, I don't care. And so that dissolved.
I don't care.
No means no.
No means no.
How do you like that shirt clean shirt the shirt I sent you, the machine that wafts the air into the shirt. It looks suspect to me.
That waves, you know, like if you're hot, you know how to wave your shirt. But I mean, you can't do that kind of stuff in public. It'd be terrible to everybody.
Absolutely.
What would grandma say? Now, I would not want my great grandchildren hearing, or my grandchildren to hear that song. I would not. But, you know, on the railroad, I mean, come on, we're no underground, right? We are the
LA
underground.
LA Underground. Coming your way soon. You know, your voice is going in and out really bad.
How about right
now? Are you
now?
Moving?
I'm
right
not
this
moving
that
right
second,
now.
It was good.
Check. Sound check. Am
That's
I coming
better.
Through?
Yes.
Okay.
But before, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So you,
well, you
that's
know,
where you
I'm Italian.
Yes.
I talk with my hands.
Yes.
I need one of those little coil things that you push on. See, I have carpal tunnel syndrome, and I have to hold the stupid cell phone. I could put it down somewhere, but if I speak on, you know, I don't know. Anyway,
well, every time you
there's
move
a lot
around,
of bad things in the news.
There are bad
there
things
are in
the news?
In
the
my,
news, it's bad
in
things?
Yes, a lot of bad things. And we're not going to go there. We're not going to talk about the bad things. But we are
no.
going to celebrate and say thank you for being liberated from the depths of hell. So I walk outside and I look at all this land I have, and it's like, oh, I'm a little motherfucker. Oh, I never caught you there. Damn it, I left my cigarettes at Joe's bar. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't cuss.
Nice.
Okay, so let's hear some fornicators.
Let's be some fornicators.
Me too.
Have you ever noticed something before? You have to do it just for God. I want to be like to be on the other side. Erase from your memory of your strong and with a cutter. When every time we turn around and every spoken out, it's just so again and we need a performance of perfection. You're only on the stage for the body and the fashion. But on the other side, I'm the one who wants like you. They believe in unity as any man or two. To just like a turd, you won't flush down. Whenever the damnness is surely around. But today,
So our incorporated city is going to have a police department and fire department and and a city mayor. And have a store that is a post office. We got one like that's down the road a couple of miles, you know?
Yes, dear. I don't know what you said. You're moving around.
Did I break it up, Bill?
Yes.
I'm not moving around. I'm sitting still. I'm serious.
Okay. It's fine now, but when you were talking before. Yeah, like that was gone.
Okay. I'm sitting at my desk, and I have to make sure that I don't get too close to the computers with my, because I got more and I'll connect my,
Do you have girls handy?
Yeah, I knew you were saying that. I've been winding my way down there. I was with a guy who said, you won't flush like a turd that won't flush down. Okay, this one, Chad, I'll put this one while we're working for girls.
Your
this
choice, one.
In Poland today, a group of survivors of Nazi death camps marked the 79th anniversary of liberation of Auschwitz during World War II, and they had a modest ceremony today. Poland, a survivor of various camps by Nazi survivors, and lit candles at the death wall of Auschwitz. When Nazis, if that was made for Polish resistance members, later a group of officials and others, they gathered a ceremony by a quiz here, and it's recently gone to the prison candles, and no one. Because when I was in Poland, the Germans put me in a concentration camp, and that's my number. Well, pretty bad. Anyway, I let him hang out here at the ranch for a sandwich. What's his name? Lee Sandwich. I'm sure he's passed on by now. He was really super old, like in his 90s. I gave him the trailer out back to hang out in. I brought him food 3 times a day, you know, and he really liked it here. And some little dog came down here, and he adopted it. And one day, I'm coming back from town, and he's talking up with him. I said, "Hey, Lee, what's up? Where are you going?" He said, "Well, I think it's for me to move on. I'll see y'all later." I said, "No, come on. I saw my brother. I thought he was like my grandpa. I'm such a nice old man, you know?" Anyway, he was actually there, and he had a lot of really scary stories to tell, and, you know, it was amazing to have him meet someone who had survived for craziness, you know? Anyway, my neighbors were trying to do anyway, crime should never be forgotten. You know, this disaster killed millions of innocent people. All right. All right, lighten a little bit. Some bass out. Committing genocide with the tribe. They were killing each other. They were hacking each other up with machetes. Did you see that Rwanda? And I don't understand how people can hurt each other physically. I mean, there's a boy who recently,
what are you talking about on the radio?
What? violence. There's so much violence in our world, you know. I don't understand how
while you're talking about that sort of thing, I'm busy looking at antique German and French dolls.
So you're supposed to keep the show going, aren't you? All right, think positive.
Exactly. Exactly.
Chop it up!
one for Tipper Gore. This goes out to Tipper.
Tipper, could I drink from your slipper? We could do all those crazy things that you hear about in the
world.
Mrs. Gore, couldn't you give me more? I know you're married, but your husband.
Be a lot of static in the background. Can you hear it, Tequila? No? Did you
yeah. I was off just daydreaming.
Okay, so was that song coming out clear? It sounded
the
like
song,
it was all messy to me.
It
didn't sound
it was
like
fine.
It was coming through the speakers. Oh, it was. Oh, okay. It sounded all clogged by my hand. Right.
Crazy.
So, Jane's Addiction. Tomorrow.
Putting the dick in Jane's Addiction. Now, they were on Mystic Records? Were they on Mystic?
Everybody's been on Mystic. Everybody's been on Mystic.
No, I was just asking if they were on Mystic. You should send me a list of all the Mystic artists so I can do playlists.
I'll just mail you a flyer that we stick by the bees. So my dog is hooked out on the floor. All right,
yes.
Well, here we go. I finally found it.
Yay! Rockin' tune right there.
Come on.
Stick it in your ass and play. diet or your favorite sing-along. Is there just a rest amount catching on? Inhaling abuse can be harmful, be responsible. So why would you do oral before you do anal?
Played in the last 10 minutes. Are you there?
Oh, how about you guys
one,
play
two,
tonight?
If I had a photo of you to die, every time you listen to my mind, be a rich man in a blue wig. I think about you every day. I hate you. I hate you. Hate you. Hate you. You're the one. You're the one. You're the one. How you cried a little tear when you were scared. Hate you, hate you, hate you, hate you. You're the one I wanna hate you. Hate you, hate you, hate you. You're the one I wanna hate you. My holy Babylon is hollow blade. Present day Holocaust judgment day. Chemical weapons from the USA. Nuclear warfare bombs away. I hate you, hate you, hate you, hate you. You're the one, you're the one, you're the one.
Oliver, they are playing tonight at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Shop at 2800 Harbor Boulevard in Oxnard, California. Oh, my bad. They're $50 sale. This is actually with puns on the 11th of February, but now they have a show. I saw Instagram posted it. Friday night. That was last night. All my plays was I Decline, and then they have another show with Fear. Oh, they had one in November. Because Fear's done touring. Poor Lee V, he's like the rest of us, all old and broke up, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's probably going to be his, that's probably going to be his last Fear tour. Yeah.
Well, it's NAMM week. So everybody's at NAMM. Everybody here is at NAMM right now. And the new issue of Lost Anarchy magazine just came out yesterday, so go get that. You can pick it up at the Rainbow. And that's a descendant of Rock City News magazine. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Rock City News. Ruben Blue.
I remember. And I started down that driveway to park in the back, and it's like, holy moly. I couldn't believe I squeezed 28 Lincoln limo yet, and I was able to turn around, man. It's like a real small, narrow parking lot. I used to work for my mom's chauffeur service, and when I was in between calls, I'd go hang out somewhere in Hollywood, you know. I couldn't get the call.
Anyway,
and my if you wanted to ride somewhere, they just it was like $25 an hour, you know.
Yes,
I went one that night. Oh, it was so pretty. It was, you know, the back room was just beautiful. What do you call it? Tapestry rug, you know, in the back, and lots of these little crystal chandelier things on the side. And there's a full bar and acting TV, and I didn't get a TV. My friend Chris, she used to stand up in the, you know, she would stand up in the back, open, she'd be open the sunroom bar. And she would stand up to like her as much as the driveway would come by. Chris Howder, her folks used to own that delicatessen in Glendale. This delicatessen, yeah, man, I was in high school, me and Chris, we were looking to buddies, and there any time, like the R&B, like it can, or, you know, I can't believe a hot corned beef sandwich. I mean, piled like inches. Back then, it was $1.25 a sandwich. Sometimes we didn't have $1.25, right?
Those were the days. There's now a
really
sandwich at $15 or something.
I love the challah bread. I was to them to the Korea on my way up the it's because of my blood clots. I'm not mobile enough. I live in the sea world, nowhere. We're in the water. I don't have to walk. I can swim better than I can walk. Anyway. All right, so I'm thinking about the surfer. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really like that band. Of course, like everything else, they're not playing concerts anymore. I mean, particularly there's been something left in
Well, how much longer do we have, Sarah? Napoleon is mad.
You're 10 years ago, so I'm right in the line. Right in the line. So.
You made this?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think, buddy? It sucks.
Mysteries. But I'm not let me tell you, never was nothing but a giant blue. I wanted to leave, but I had to stay.
From this town, the wine is quite cheap and the people as well. The beer tastes like liquor and the liquor's like dirt. So join us in laughter, misery, and life. The ships are plenty, but it's always on shore. The bar is loaded, but drink is the four. The bouncers are blind and the bartender's generous. Before you know it, you stumble inside. There are empty glasses everywhere and a drunken person here and there. It all keeps going through day and night. Try to visualize, you try to visualize. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the fresh of the dream. Traveling thrive on the borders of sanity. They're on the fresh of the dream. I'll push the chain step to the taboo. Killing's not breathing, but I'm sure it's the right. And I'm just ignoring the untimed fact. No one care if you're wrong or if you're
We're
right.
We're all members of the alcoholic family.
They're on the fresh of the dream.
Traveling life on the borders of sanity.
They're on the brink of the
grave. There was a time when I lived in a home, warm and comfy, but always alone. I realized it's not wrong, it's just me being me, making it back to my family.
Just itching to get hands on a beer. Every kid woke up to a drunk public chase. Joe is just standing through round 23. It's not really a game just between you and me.
We're all members of the alcoholic family.
They're on the brand of the dream.
Life on the borders of sanity.
They're on the brink of the grave.
They're all on the brink of the grave.
Talking about some punk rock on the air, yeah? Who were all those fabulous bands? Did I hear Texacala Jones?
You did. I called Beer. One we just heard was
Wow. Well, that needs to be on our permanent. That needs to be on our permanent recycle list.
I really like that. It's like an Irish drink song. I can sit in an Irish club, you know, everybody sitting around singing that, you know?
Yeah, she still plays all the time, and I do shows with her quite a lot. She's a sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you know,
and
one
who are the other
last year's.
Who are the boys that you just played?
That was the Rotten Branch, Fornicators.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I don't know, my leg is cramped really bad. I got to either play music or sign off. Yeah, I got to get up out of the chair. My leg is really bad. So anyway,
well,
I don't want to. Terry, we can even have like 14 minutes to play some music, and then we're out of here. And I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in, everybody. We love you, Dave Anger, Kenny Kimmel,
Texacala Jones,
Texacala, Andy, and Chris from the Bleed UK Punks. They're out there working and keeping the European country's off of supplies. So anyway, here, don't you forget to party or go home. And I'm going to stop.
That's right. Party or go home. Bye-bye.
Tequila, it's your baby. Yeah.
Love you, girl. Feel better.
I was going to be on for the last 6 minutes or so. Okay, it was fun. I hang up. Okay.
sent for me didn't come with any satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender and the notice that should read, I love to hate you, I love to hate you, I love to hate you. You sent for me didn't come with any satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender, no detach will read, I love to hate you, I love to hate you. And the lovers that you sent for me didn't come with any satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender, the no detach will read, I love to hate you, I love to hate you. Yeah.
I want to apologize for the static. I have to let you in on a secret. The town of Cottonwood, California, to me, and they don't believe that I deserve to live in a community here. I've been here, but, you know, they don't care. Anyway, they sabotaged my phone line. My health has been out for a month, and the phone that I'm broadcasting on right now, it's a miracle. This phone has never worked up here. It's not from this area, and I was in there is a God, Jehovah, Yahweh, looking down on us, appreciating us, and we're giving honor to the day of the Holocaust ending, you know. And I have the county around here. This guy dropped me the other day and says, "Get out of town or die." Who the fuck are you? I mean, you need to check your shit. Then I'm in the market. I go in the market the other day, and this girl starts assaulting me with shopping carts. Shopping carts. I mean, give me a ticket. For what? She was assaulting me. Because other people are oppressing me because I'm a woman. I'm a woman. And the people in this county are narrow my neighborhood all the way into the whole system here. We need a walking tall. We need a Buford to come in here and knock some shit out of these assholes who think they can dictate little women and children. Anyway, that's my two bits. Thank you for tuning in, party. Go home.
Take that gun of yours and put it to your head.